Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
Hope you've enjoyed I Hate Kristen Day today on The Bert Show. It was Kaylee's turn earlier this morning. And
he doesn't hate me. You're painting an accurate picture, sir. He came on the air and said, I'm like a sister to him.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, siblings hate each other.
And now two interns are coming forward.
Not one, but two.
Two that don't have minor beef with you, literally says major beef. One, if I'm you, I don't know enough about Courtney yet to know if your life is in danger. But I do know that with Caroline, who has Army in her background and not her parents, she is in the Army. That one would make me nervous.
Coming from a military family, yes. Anybody in the military having beef with me, that's a concern.
Not only is she from a military family, she's in the military.
I am aware.
So let's take these one at a time here. Courtney, what's your beef with Kristen?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it same beef or different beef?
It's the same beef.
Conjoined
it's
beef.
It's along the same lines. Yes.
Conjoined beef.
And I handled the schedule. I contemplated not putting this on the schedule. And I was like, nope, because I'm trying to be better at taking constructive criticism.
Oh, you don't even know that's what it is yet. It could be something just in your personality, your face.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Okay. All right. If I'm not mistaken, Kristen has made the claim very openly that most of her time on social media is on Instagram. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I can guarantee to anybody listening that that time is not spent answering her DMs ever.
Oh, no.
At all.
No, it's not.
Uh-oh. And as somebody who has personally DM'd you was something that felt very important to me and was never even seen, I'm confronting you and I'm letting you know that we care. We want to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Abby, can you pass the popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So about a year ago, you guys did a segment where you each messaged a celebrity that had some kind of impact in your life.
Wait, I'm sorry. You've been sitting on this for a year?
A year.
She's had beef with you for a year. She probably got this internship just to confront you to your face.
This was well before your internship.
Bert, would you like some salt for your popcorn and for Kristen's wounds?
Hey, can someone get me a Coke Zero?
It was part of my reason for applying. I mean, I won't lie, but I heard that segment. I was very touched. You guys all reached out to your celebrities. And growing up, I went through a few struggles, as everybody did. And there was a point in my life where my mom and I weren't so close. And you were growing into your role as a mother. And I decided to let you know that I felt very impacted by that. And I felt very loved in the way that you were talking about your child and your connections. And a year later, it hasn't even been opened.
Kristen.
All right. So what I'm learning here, first, I am so sorry. I'm not even going to apologize for how you feel. I'm going to apologize for having not read the DM and that you are opening my eyes that I need to be more, more aware and more active with my DMs. Can you read? Do you have it?
I do. It's okay. We'll just
No, here. What we'll do is,
because you have said openly, you have told me you don't understand how I answer as many DMs as I do.
I don't.
You say that. By the way, Caroline, what happened yesterday? Caroline, did you DM me yesterday?
I did.
And what happened?
I sent you a picture.
And what did I do?
You responded.
Huh. Because you just, it's not, what I'm saying is don't take it personally. She doesn't answer anybody.
I don't. I also don't answer DMs.
Really?
I don't read them. My personal ones, Bert Show ones, I'll try and go through all of them as much as I can.
I like doing it.
I'm going to need y'all to start reading your DMs, because then people start sending me stuff. They're like, hey, can you show this to Cassie? I'm like, I'm not her sister.
Yes.
I get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you get paralysis by analysis or whatever. And then I just don't.
Because you want to give heartfelt responses when people send heartfelt stuff.
Yeah.
And perhaps this is the coward's way out, but if I never saw it, then I'm not. Because then I do get sucked in and it brings me down. Like, I don't know about you, Kristen, but I'll go into that emotional place with whoever's DM me, whatever's going on in their life, and then the rest of my like day and afternoon is shot when you get so many of those every day. And also I don't have time. When I go home, I have children and they steal my life blood. So.
It's also hard because you want to have boundaries too, because I'm notorious for opening literally every DM I get, and you feel like once you answer one, you have to continuously answer people, and now all of a sudden you have 75 conversations in your DMs, and I'm like, how do I cut it off without being rude?
All right, no, so we have pulled up, Courtney has my phone, she has my Instagram, she put her name in, sure enough, she did DM me.
Lo and behold.
And she's going to read it.
I am. It's a little lengthy, so I apologize.
That's probably why I didn't read it. No, I'm just kidding.
Hi, Kristen. I listened to the Burt Show segment on messaging celebrities and sharing gratification. I was very touched and wanted to share as well. Growing up, my parents had split, and shortly after, we suffered a house fire. There were several years of my life where going to school, the only thing I looked forward to was listening to you guys. I just wanted to say thank you for providing a hope that helped me grow and adapt to my environment. I'm so much stronger because of it. My mom and I did grow apart, but I got to listen to you grow into a role of a mom, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, and thank you to the whole crew.
Beautiful DM.
I won't take it back, but.
Wow. That's so sweet. That is one sweet. Year too late, Kristen. Doesn't count.
Hug it out. Really needed you. Huh. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm sorry you didn't get a response back.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Next.
Yep, level two. Caroline.
You just don't respond back to anybody.
No, I don't. I really don't.
I DM you all the time about mom stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right, put your name in.
Kristen, I have an idea.
What?
You should have the interns answer all your DMs.
So they can answer themselves?
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
All right, Caroline's putting her handle in to
Caroline,
my messages.
A little backstory here. So, yes, you are currently in the Army?
No, I'm out.
Okay,
no.
Out of the Army. And you have how many kids?
One.
One kid, okay.
No more.
All right.
And they're close in age to my son.
Yeah, he's three.
They're the same age.
Yeah. So you're just looking for somebody to lean on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if she could get some advice?
Yeah. Because my mother-in-law, she lives in California. And my parents, iffy.
You can't Instagram DM people in California.
Yeah.
Right. No, you're going to get a response 3 hours late. Yeah. And for whatever reason, her immediate family isn't she's not in touch for these things. So she was adopting you as a counselor.
Yes.
Really needed your help.
And let's.
You failed.
I failed miserably.
You failed me.
Once again, Caroline.
How many times, by the way?
I apologize for not responding to how many
DMs? Scrolling.
What, three, four. Now she's at five. She's mouthing seven.
Are these
eight?
Ten.
I apologize for not responding to your 10 DMs.
No.
Are they like memes or heartfelt messages?
Memes and kind of both.
Look, she's
it's a mixture.
She's actually a little bit hurt as she's scrolling
through. I think the one that hurts me the most is it was just a few months ago. I wanted to know where that Santa you went to because it was beautiful.
What Santa?
That you took Jimmy to have pictures with?
The Santa at Phipps?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to know so bad because I was like, I'm taking my son there right now.
Okay, did you say?
Well, the name
you
is.
You DM'd her here?
No.
Well, and to Kristen's credit here, the name of the Santa is the Santa at Phipps. So if she skipped that one, I can sort of see that one. It's the Santa at Phipps.
But we have learned a lesson, and I will try to be a little more aware of my more sentimental DMs.
I think you should answer all DMs for a 24-hour period and then report back on how you feel.
Okay. It's not bad, dude. It really isn't. I don't...
We must get different DMs.
Okay. All right. So starting right now. Any DM I get for the next 24 hours, I will respond to.
At Chris Kling on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll even go into the hidden folder. She's a Caroline's already DMing me!
Not the hidden
folder. You're on The Burt Show.